State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
You have no doubt heard stories in recent weeks of sexual assault victims speaking out. Sexual assault is a crime with millions of victims from all kinds of backgrounds. But ending it requires more than hearing victims' stories. It requires a change in the people most likely to perpetrate the crime. It requires a change in men. State of Opportunity's Dustin Dwyer reports.
Can I show you something?
Hmm.
So you have two hats.
What two hats?
This hat, I'm going to call this my reporter's hat. Do you know what the reporter hat sounds like?
No.
I say, multiple studies confirm that the truth of the fact is that this is the case in almost all situations.
Now
I'm Dustin Dwyer.
And now this one.
And this hat. Do you know what this hat is?
No.
This will be my daddy hat. Do you know what my daddy hat sounds like?
Yeah.
Tickle, 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 tickle.
I like the daddy hat, but I do still have this reporter hat over here, and I've been thinking a lot lately with my reporter hat about this beautiful, perfect little boy, because the truth is, just by being a boy, he is at risk. And I've been thinking about this risk because of what's been in the news lately, about how men talk and act toward women, and what's considered normal for those things. In particular, how normal it is for men to try to push themselves on someone who doesn't want it.
More than a quarter of men report that they've done something like this at least once.
This is Antonia Abbey, a psychology professor at Wayne State University, and she's one of the leading experts in the country on perpetrators of sexual violence.
It is more common, much more common, I think, than people realize. So we do talk about it as an epidemic, and it isn't just that there's a few bad guys out there, and if we caught them, this would end.
Rather, Abby says the way public health experts study sexual violence includes a spectrum of behavior. At one end are sociopaths, truly violent, dangerous people. But on the other end of the spectrum are people who do things that are much more mundane, but still harmful. Unwanted touching, coercion, and even the kind of talk that many people simply classify as normal guy talk. And there is a connection between all those kinds of behaviors. Not that every man who objectifies a woman is going to assault a woman, but it is a risk factor for men who think in those terms.
When you talk about it in a public health way, we can kind of understand it. We can be exposed to cold germs, but that doesn't mean we catch a cold every time we're exposed, right? So we can have these risk factors, but it doesn't mean we're inevitably going to act this way. It just means we need more protections in our life to kind of make it less likely that we do.
Needing protections, preventing bad things. That's where my daddy hat comes back in.
Daddy hat sounds like, brush your teeth, go to bed. Daddy hat sounds like, eat your vegetables. Cover your mouth when you cough.
The Centers for Disease Control lists on its website almost 30 risk factors for becoming a perpetrator of sexual violence. Some are beyond a parent's control. Some don't really come into play until later in life. But there are things parents can do to help their kids, their boys, even at a young age. Teaching them not to use physical force to get what they want. Teaching them to respect other people's bodies. And to build them up. To inoculate them against the peer pressure to talk or be a certain way toward women. The CDC actually lists poor parental relationships as a risk factor for young men, especially father-son relationships. So those of us with a dad hat, we can have a big role to play.
I love you.
I love you too.
With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.